1620 94.5 WTAW, business for the College Station City Council included approving a two-year extension of the lease of the former College Station Police Department building on South Texas to the parent company of the International Leadership of Texas Schools. Two additional one-year renewals for a total contract amount of approximately $1.8 million. Before that was approved, the discussion about that lease extension between College Station City Councilman Bob Yancey and City Manager Brian Woods.
How many facilities do we own that we lease out like this? Is there a lot of them or just a handful?
If there are, it's a handful. I don't know that we have any of this magnitude.
Mm-mm. Okay. And this is the former police department, is that correct?
Correct.
Would you say that, I mean, that looks like pretty significant return. That's a two-year total, $1.7 million.
Correct.
Does this facility give us fits from a maintenance perspective? Or
no, so without going into all of it, we actually originally looked at utilizing this facility, you know, again, for some other use in the city. We looked at putting some money into it, but we didn't have a clear defined need at the time. We had other buildings that we were looking at, so we looked at what the options were for this one, especially given the location, and then were approached by ILT. So they actually did a lot of improvements, and where I think, and Emily Fisher, others might have a better idea. I know we had millions of dollars potentially planned in upgrades and maintenance. What we did instead is we worked with ILT, who did a lot of upgrades themselves, and then we utilized money from the rent to make those upgrades to the building. So it's a net positive for the city. And then now, obviously, we're in the another contract extension where we don't even have to extract that from the amount we're receiving.
That's great news. You really answered my question relative to leasehold improvements. So the tenant conducted a significant amount of leasehold improvements. Did they modify the building in a way that is going to preclude us from using it for something else going forward?
No, I mean, I would say probably they took, I mean, if you imagine a police station, there's a lot of specific built pieces to that. And so they really modified it in a way that it's probably more user friendly for the general public if we were going to put it out for some other use.
And do we have and I'm sorry to put you on the spot, you probably have to research this and get back with me, but do we have a valuation on this building?
Oh, I mean, I could pull it up on CAD, but I don't know it off the top of my head, no.
City Manager Brian Woods later learned that the Brazos Central Appraisal District values $6.5 million.
That's a very competitive, actually, I'd say maybe a premium based on some commercial properties on the lease. So
they're a good tenant.
Is this a model or a concept that you, from a management municipal management perspective, don't mind the city being, is this a business you don't mind us being in?
No, I mean, I guess it always depends on, again, what your assets are and how you use it. In this particular case, I think it serves a need for the city and an entity in the city. It results in a net positive for the city that we can then take and utilize that, you know, offsets the taxes that have to be paid, so we can pay for things that would have had to come from taxes. And the other thing it does is it's somebody living in the building, treating the building well. And in the future, I know they're going to build another campus. And so it provides options, whether that be something we use it for in the future or if we do something else. So I think where there are opportunities that make sense, especially in this case, where it is, you know, really prime real estate in the future, and even with the public works facility behind it that we'll have to address, you know, we don't need public works facilities and storage places right off Texas Avenue. So where we can utilize this and provide a community benefit and also see some money coming into the city, I think it's great.
Well, it's you challenged me on my previously held notions relative to proper role of government, and I don't know that this is a business that I personally would want us to get in a lot, but you all have done a fantastic job with this one, and I thank you very much.
Comments from the College Station City Council meeting involving City Councilman Bob Yancey and City Manager Brian Woods before the City Council approved a two-year extension to lease the former College Station Police Department building on South Texas to the parent company of International Leadership of Texas Schools, two additional one-year renewals for a total contract amount of almost $1.8 million. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.